Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Thursday injury report, we just got through discussing that. And obviously, we've watched the film after every game, sometimes multiple viewings of the film. And I'm just of the belief that this football team, if they are ever going to run the football, let's say from a production standpoint, the way they did week one. And I'm not talking about taking advantage of poor run defensive football teams and then we think all of a sudden we've done something. I'm talking about a true, legit run game that you can hang your hat on type stuff. I believe if the Texans are going to get there this year, I believe that it's going to happen on more downhill inside runs. I just, based off what I've seen week in, week out, I think that's the case. Both of the run, back-to-back runs from Cam Akers last week were inside runs. One of them was kind of a split zone lead concept. I don't know what the hell they were doing. This new age football, they're all over the place. But it was a little bit of a cut back downhill. They were both between the tackles to some degree. We saw Dare hit one inside. That was nice as well. I just think they are built in a way with Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs, and Shaq Mason to where those guys are better downhill moving mass than either stretching out wide toss zone concepts or trying to soft shoe things. I think they're better off strong arming folks instead of trying to finesse people. They're better off in the trenches than they are in space trying to block smaller defenders. And so I just think with what they're doing, that is going to be the best approach moving forward, B. Scott, for the Texans.
I just think about any time I see one of these guys try to pull, or like Shaq Mason, God forbid, you try to pull and get him blocking out in space, and just how it looks.
But the thing is, there, like, I like them pulling and leading up in the hole. I don't like them pulling.
But they're stretching out. They're stretching wide to pull. You know, like pulling out wide, and it's like, okay.
I don't like that either.
I get that you want – And the offensive linemen especially, they want to show you how athletic they are.
Sure.
They want to show you what they can do out in space. Hey, I'm an athlete too, baby. But you know what? No, you're not.
Right.
You know, like, you, what you are is a road grader. Sure. What you are is, like you call it, a mover of men, a mover of mass.
Yeah.
And so be that. Stay true to that. Like, I'm curious from you, do you still want to see them, like, stretch it out wide but still just go for, like – like, how formation-wise, do you want this to look?
It's interesting. I want them to spread out the formation. I don't want Dalton Schultz in a three-point stance. I don't want Dalton Schultz anywhere where his ass got to be physical. Get out there and finesse whoever you want. Spread them out.
They lost their fullback, though. Remember, that's why that happened. Well, they lost British Brooks that game.
You are an NFL football team with a really good roster. You lose your fullback, you do not replace him with Dalton Schultz. I like Cade Stover. I like the rookie. Put his ass back there.
Yeah.
That was what he was doing in the first game of the season.
Yeah, in the preseason as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he was doing. So put him back there. At least he wants to get physical. At least he's trying to earn a contract. At least he's trying to stay on the damn football team, and he can't afford to be soft. Spread them out. Leave your receivers, these explosive weapons you got with Dalton Schultz, spread them out and let your big boys up front clearly see who they have and move mass. That's what I want them to do. That's what the film tells me the Texans are best at. Now, I'll be completely transparent. They haven't been great at anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can watch from a run game and go, yes, this is exactly what they need to be doing more of. But if I'm a gambling man, if I'm Bobby Sloak and I'm looking at it, I'm leaning going, guys, this is where we can probably run the football and at least be more effectively and run it effectively and be more complimentary at the least, right? But let me get there. With that, and now that we have – the injury report out, and Dameon Pierce was not a limited participant today. Dameon Pierce was a full participant today. Dameon Pierce is going to play. I think his style, I mean, it's crazy to think that this is where we're at, but I think his style and his downhill attack mode that he just instinctually plays the running back position with, mixed with those three interior guys being better moving mass, I think could push the thought through to Bobby Slowick that this is the best way to go about running the football. Now, Joe Mixon is also healthy. We'll see how the snaps play out. I don't know exactly what Damian Pierce is going to get out of this, but I do think that Damian Pierce's style and what the Texans have done best up front could potentially marry absolutely beautiful on Sunday. Now, here's C.J. Stroud talking about getting Damian Pierce back and how important it is.
Yeah, man, it's really big. You know, I'm very happy for DP. He's worked really hard to come back. You know, it's not easy to be injured, and he's done a good job of just trusting the plan of the training staff. And, you know, he looks great at practice. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he has a great game, and I know he will. He's been working really hard. He's really motivated. So he's really big for us.
We'll see how much the Texans lean into, because since that audio, since we knew Damian Pierce was coming back, Joe Mixon is back. So yep. We'll see exactly how it all unfolds. But, I firmly believe, again, regardless of who the running back is, that that's the way they need to attack the run game. And Joe Mixon can flat out do it all. So whether it's a 1-2 punch of Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce downhill is the operative term right in that sentence. Let's get downhill. Let's get north and south and see if we can't hit some seams.
Man, and think about how little of Damian Pierce we've seen this year, Clint. Like, we just talk about how he played that one game.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.